This is WMUK's Arts and More, our twice-weekly look at arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Lorraine Caron.
Riding to the poorhouse in style.
The San Francisco-based George Cole Quintet is in concert tonight at Foundry Hall in South Haven. Think of the Great American Songbook, add a lot of swing, and you've got the sound of guitarist George Cole.
And I realize part of what I do, I'm a nostalgia salesman, but you know, all my songs are new, but I'm selling a little bit of that kind of warmth and entertainment and humor, and I think people like it. You know, I think that it's kind of an alternative. They talk about alternative rock. I think what my quintet is doing is actually kind of an alternative to many other things that are going on in music at this time. I see it as a style of music, not so much as an era of music. When I'm growing up, rock and roll is popular, and a different type of pop music is popular. But a little bit of musical excavation, for me, unearthed a lot of treasures. You know, my heroes are the heroes of many people. You know, Johnny Mercer, George and Ira Gershwin, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, Schwartz and Dietz, Dorothy Fields. You know, some of the what is now called the Great American Songbook is pretty much my wheelhouse. Django Reinhardt. I listened to music that was popular. It was pop music of its time, and there's a lot of great quality there.
Using the music term Americana as a starting point, Cole says he calls his quintet sound Euricana.
An amalgamation of the string-driven acoustic sound of Django Reinhardt and the Haunt Club of France and the songs of the Great American Songbook. It's all music that I have written, but that's the tagline for it. Euricana, kind of an amalgamation between a European jazz sound and an American jazz sound.
The George Cole Quintet's newest CD is called Riverside Drive. It includes 12 songs, 11 written by Cole.
The song Riverside Drive, that's a metaphorical journey through George and Ira Gershwin's New York.
Let's take a ride out to Riverside Drive, to a place before your mom and dad were alive. We'll roll down the block as the hooves go clippity-clop. And you know that we won't stop. We'll take that ride down Riverside Drive.
Cole's musical technique has been coined as speed of light guitar.
Well, if you're going to play gypsy jazz or Django Reinhardt-inspired music, there better be some hot guitar to go along with it. You know, I can always tell the guitar players in the audience. They're the ones that are sitting there with their arms crossed with that kind of show-me look on their face.
Cole says he enjoys coming up with new songs that sound nostalgic.
I don't really think about anybody else when I'm writing this song. It's kind of like being in advertising, like, you know, Pennies from Heaven, Night and Day, or in my case, right into the poorhouse in style. I'll just get an idea and I'll start singing some nonsense words and a melody, and then hopefully once the title of the song comes to you, you're pretty much home free. You're good to go at that point. Then you know what you're singing about, and then filling in the other verses and telling the story.
'Cause we'll be riding in a Mercedes Benz, going to a poorhouse far away, king and queen for a day, last of the big shots for just a little while, riding to the poorhouse in style.
Touring can be difficult, it can be pretty grueling, but once you get in front of an audience, all that goes away, and we love playing out there, and we're looking forward to meeting new friends and seeing all our old friends.
The George Cole Quintet's Swing Through Michigan starts tonight with a 7 o'clock show at Foundry Hall in South Haven. Their final stop is New Year's Eve at the Ionia Theater in Ionia. This is Arts and More from WMUK. There are several new movies out this season, and two of the newest come from the same director. James Sanford has our review.
No one can accuse Steven Spielberg of resting on his laurels. The veteran director has two new movies hitting theaters this week, with the animated film The Adventures of Tintin going up against War Horse, a drama set against the backdrop of World War I. Tintin, based on a series of comics that have been popular in Europe since the 1930s, represents Spielberg's lighthearted, fun-loving side, whereas the epic War Horse has been groomed as Spielberg's entry in this year's Academy Awards race. It's a prime slice of Oscar bait with its spectacular battlefield scenes, major league emotional moments, and unapologetically sentimental boy-meets-horse story. But War Horse is also a 2.5-hour-long catalog of Spielberg's strengths and flaws as a filmmaker. It's a movie that's much easier to admire than it is to love. British actor Jeremy Irvine plays Albert Narracott, a young English farmer who develops a deep attachment to a colt named Joey. Albert's sentimental father, Ted, played by Peter Mullen, plunges the family dangerously into debt to buy Joey, then breaks his son's heart by selling Joey to the cavalry when England goes to war with Germany in 1914. Most of War Horse recounts Joey's adventures as he goes from owner to owner during the war, while Albert, who joins the army, continues to search for his beloved friend. "Wherever you are, I will find you and bring you home," Albert promised Joey, and he turns out to be a man of his word. Spielberg knows how to compose breathtaking sequences, and War Horse includes several, as well as some wonderful moments involving Joey's visit to a fragile French girl named Emily, played by Celine Buckins, and a terrific, very funny scene in which an English soldier and his German counterpart have to call a temporary truce in order to save Joey from a perilous situation in the middle of no man's land. But too often in War Horse, the gorgeous images overwhelm the drama and suffocate the emotions. Spielberg spends so much energy on selling the story that he doesn't do it justice. Don't expect the shocking, no-holds-barred visuals of Saving Private Ryan here. Spielberg and cinematographer Janice Kaminski have made World War I look like a theme park attraction. Every mud puddle, every piece of flaming debris, every fallen soldier seems to be artfully arranged. And although we're supposed to worry about the plight of Emily and her grandfather, played by Niels Arstrup, it's hard to think about their problems when they seem to be living in the prettiest little rustic cottage imaginable, full of jam jars and drying herbs hanging from the rafters. It's the same problem that weighed down Spielberg's screen version of The Color Purple. He's tackling a story full of pain and trauma and heartbreak, yet he can't resist his urge to cook up crowd-pleasing entertainment with manipulative tricks and sumptuous production values, too. So even the darkest corners of War Horse are brightly illuminated and given a glossy coat of paint. Mary Poppins once told us that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Spielberg apparently believes a barrel full will make everything even sweeter. So War Horse becomes a war movie that's never too scary or too depressing. At the same time, it's also a tearjerker that never really hits us in the heart. After all, once you start crying, things can get messy. And Spielberg apparently can't tolerate messiness, especially if it gets in the way of his making picturesque movies. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford.
You can find more information about regional arts and cultural events at WMUK.org. I'm Lorraine Caron. Join us again Friday for Arts and More on WMUK Kalamazoo.